My name is Patricia King, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for the program today. You know, Barak was a man who finished strong, and Deborah finished strong, and you know, you need to finish strong too. I need to finish strong, because what is it if we were to just start something and then just let it go and let it fizzle out? We're going to find in today's message, as we take you to the final segment on Deborah and Barak from Women on the Front Lines, that Barak, he just pursued the word of the Lord until it was fulfilled. Sometimes some of our promises fall short of fulfillment because we never remained in the faith and didn't keep persisting and fighting the good fight of faith. And you know, Barak had some times when he could have given up. He could have stopped. He could have, you know, just said, okay, well, I've done enough. I think I'll go for tea now. But he didn't. He continued to press in for the victory until the full word of the Lord was fulfilled. Have you received words from the Lord that were so powerful and so dynamic, and yet, you know, they just thought, well, you know, it sort of came to pass, but not really, but I guess that'll do. Have you ever been in that place? I want to encourage you to go back with the Lord and say, Lord, I'm not going to stop praying. I'm not going to stop moving forward until the fullness of that word comes forth. I don't want just part of the word. I want all of it. I remember a time when I had a prophetic word over my life. And so I saw it partially fulfilled, but it wasn't totally in the fullness of what had been proclaimed over me, but it was partially, and I was happy with what was fulfilled. But I remember thinking, but it's not the full thing. And I was all ready to be satisfied with the partial fulfillment until God said, no, 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 no. You stand until the whole word is fulfilled. And as I stood in faith and I prayed before God and decreed the word of God and stood on that and implemented it until everything came into the fullness of what had been prophesied. We'll be right back after this message concerning Barak and finishing strong. Deborah wasn't threatening Barak. She wasn't releasing a judgment against him for wanting her to go with him. She was simply prophesying. That's all. She was giving him further instruction because he had to take out Sisera. And she said, God's going to give the honor for the taking out of this guy to a woman. It was just so he would know. She was simply prophesying, that's all. Neither one of them cared who got the honor, and you'll see that later. So Barak then moved upon the word immediately. That's something Oral Roberts told me. He said, as soon as God spoke to me, I would do it immediately. I didn't wait. I just obeyed immediately. Barak obeyed immediately. When he heard the word of the Lord, he went, and Deborah went with him. So then we see that he gets his armies together, and I mean, he's got thousands of troops in that, and he gets them all together. And a certain day came in verse 14, and they're out in the battlefield together, and they're waiting on God. Barak's ready to move in his anointing. Deborah's ready to move in hers. And she says to Barak in verse 14, arise, for this is the day in which the Lord has given Sisera into your hands. Behold, the Lord has gone before you. So Barak went down from Mount Tabor with 10,000 men following him. He moved on it right away. The prophet said, move now. He moved. Can you see the working together in this for the advancement of the kingdom, that mutual respect between the man and the woman, between the prophetess and the leader of the army of Israel, working together for the glory of God? And the Lord routed Sisera and all his chariots and all his army with the edge of the sword before Barak. God honored Barak's obedience to the word of God. When God gives you a word and you obey it, God will honor it and the supernatural will step in, because in the natural they shouldn't have won this battle. But God told them they were going to win the battle. You've probably done lots of things that didn't make sense in your mind, but God told you to do it and the victory came because God was all over it. He is able to do and accomplish everything he puts on your heart to do. I love it when he gives me things I cannot do.
I love it when he puts a new challenge. Okay, God, how are you going to do this one? It looks impossible. It's awesome. And that was the heart of Barak. He was so excited. He goes out in the battle and God takes out the army. He routed Sisera and all his chariots and all his army with the edge of the sword. And it says Sisera alighted from his chariot and fled away on foot. He's running away. He is scared. He is terrorized by this army of God. You see, it wasn't just about Deborah and it wasn't just about Barak. There was a Lapidoth at home taking care of the household of Deborah so that she could go out into the front line of battle. And there was all the troops, every single one of them important for taking out the enemy. All of them had their place and all of them were in their place and all of them were functioning in their place. If there's one of them that wasn't, they might not have won the battle like this. But there was so much synergy between all of them working together that Sisera felt the power of that agreement, felt the power of the authority and the dominion and fled. And Sisera, you know, was not used to fleeing. He was used to winning. But this was his day of defeat. So Sisera's run off, but Barak pursued the chariots and the army. And all the army of Sisera fell by the edge of the sword. Not even one was left. This is a warrior. Barak is a warrior. Now we see Barak's anointing in a male. But there's many females that have this Barak anointing. Even in this room, some of you are Baraks. Same as Deborah. We see her prophetic anointing. But there's a prophetic anointing in many men in the body of Christ. It's not isolated to gender. But this Barak, he followed through with the assignment and he didn't let up until every single one of Sisera's army was down. He took them all out, every single one. What a man. Now Sisera fled away on foot to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber, the Kenite, for there was peace between Jabin and the king of Hazor and the house of Heber the Kenite. Now, when it says there was peace between them, it meant that there was a covenant. This is why it's really important that Deborah prophesied that the honor would be given to a woman, because later it vindicated Jael. Sisera should have found protection in the house. But God had planted his victor in that house and needed her to step into her ministry. So Sisera fled and he goes into the house because it was a house of covenant where that company would have protected him. Now remember that the word that Deborah gave to Barak said, I'm going to give you Sisera. He's taken all of his armies out. Every single one of them is gone. And Sisera has run away scared. Some would think, okay, praise God, we did it. All the armies were taken out. Sisera fled. Let's have a party. But no. Barak was a man who needed to finish the job because he had the prophetic word that said he would see Sisera taken down. And Sisera wasn't taken down yet. I want to encourage you that have assignments in the Lord. Do not stop short of the fullness of that assignment. Don't settle for just what is good. It was good that they took out all the army, but they didn't take out Sisera yet. Don't settle for what is good. Settle for what is completed. If you have an enemy in your life and you battle through in the spirit until some symptoms leave, that's good. But it's not completed. Get the roots out. Chop everything out that it never comes back again. So we see that he turns into the house with Jael there. And she told him, do not be afraid. And he turned aside to her into the tent and she covered him with a rug. And he said, please give me a little water to drink for I'm thirsty. So she opened a bottle of milk and gave him a drink. And there's That could be unpacked, but then she covered him. And he said to her, stand in the doorway of the tent, and it shall be, if anyone comes and inquires of you and says, is there anyone here, that you shall say no. And she should have done that because there was covenant between the two households. But in verse 21, it says, but Jael followed God. Jael was part of this whole thing where she had to walk in obedience to her call and do what was right before God. Some of you women are in situations right now, even in your household, where you are invited perhaps by your husband to compromise. Maybe he's wanting you to steal, or maybe he's wanting you to do things that you know are wrong. Some of you are going to rise up in these coming days with a Jael anointing, and you're going to say, I'm following my God. I know that that is wrong, that cheating is wrong, that lying is wrong, that engagement in that immorality is wrong, and I'm going to obey God for myself. I will love you, but I'm going to obey God for myself. And that's what Jael did. She obeyed God. And it said, but Jael, Heber's wife, took a tent peg and seized a hammer in her hand and went secretly to him and drove the peg into his temple. And it went through into the ground, for he was sound asleep and exhausted. And so he died. Maybe some of you are going to get the Jael anointing today. And you're going to get that hammer. And you're going to get that peg, and you're going to go after the enemy, the things that have oppressed you, and you're just going to delight in taking that enemy out. Going to draw a line in the sand and say, no more. I'm taking that which is oppressing me. I'm taking it out once and for all. You see, it wasn't just about Deborah. It wasn't just about Barak. It wasn't just about Lapidoth. It wasn't just about all the men in the troops. There was a woman. There was a woman, an unknown woman. A woman who had lived under oppression. A woman who probably feared the Lord and yet was stuck in a situation that was oppressed with evil all around her. There was a woman that needed to come into her place. And Deborah prophesied her into her place and said, a woman is going to receive the honor for taking him out. Now, in verse 22, it says, and behold, as Barak pursued Sisera. You see, he was going to follow through with his assignment. He wasn't going to finish short. He wasn't going to finish weak. He was going to finish strong. I want to encourage each and every one of you, finish strong. When Oral Roberts walked into the room at, 93 years of age, he walked into the room and he was brilliant. He shone. He was full of love. His body was weak, but his spirit was strong. And I began to weep and I said, oh God, he's finishing strong. Still ministering to people. He couldn't go out to minister to them, so he had them come. But he said, I need to minister for my God. I need to give people what he's given me right up to the very end. Barak followed through, right through to the end. I want to finish strong. I want to finish strong all the way through my life, right to the very end. Stronger and stronger for him. Never weakening. No glitches in the path. And if you've got a glitch in your path, you go and humble yourself before God right now and say, Lord, you remember that season in my life? I ask you to forgive me for everything I did that was contrary to your will, and his blood will cleanse it, and he'll join those two pieces together so that that glitch isn't even there anymore. He'll make your path smooth. And then, beloved, run your race strong to the very finish. He's worthy of that. He is so worthy of your life. Barak pursued Sisera, and Jael came out to meet him and said to him, come, and I will show you the man whom you are seeking. And he entered with her, and behold, Sisera was lying dead with a tent peg in his temple. So God subdued on that day Jabin, the king of Canaan, before the sons of Israel. And the hand of the sons of Israel pressed heavier and heavier upon Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they had destroyed Jabin, the king of Canaan. You see, that one battle was a granddaddy battle, because as soon as that captain was killed, then the rest of the nation could rise up into their place and take dominion. There's breakers in this room right now. Those of you that are willing to be on the front lines. Deborah was willing to be on the front lines. Barak was willing to be on the front lines. Lapidoth took his place in the background, but on and for the front lines. Jael was willing to stand on the front lines. And when there is a people who are willing to take the risks, no matter what the cost, no matter what it means, if you will take the risk and go for it in God and break it open, then a whole nation can follow into the victory. That day, the 20 years of oppression and evil dominion over the people was broken because a few people walked as one. And let's just finish with this. The song of who? Deborah and Barak. Then Deborah and Barak sang. It's together. It's together. Barak didn't say, oh shoot, I was hoping I'd get some glory. Deborah didn't say, oh, I wanted my name in night lights. No, they just went before the Lord and say, Lord, you got what you were looking for. You got what you were looking for, and you gave to us what was promised. And they began to sing this beautiful song that ministered to the Lord and to the people as they declared the oneness of the people together. I want to minister very quickly at the closing of this message. Some of you are so called to this front lines, but because of things that have happened in the past, you lost your hope, your trust. You were hurt maybe by even leaders, maybe even in the church or parents. And you started to believe the lies of the enemy saying, I can't do it, I can't do it. I'm just nothing, I can't do it. And you pulled back. Today, God is saying to you, you know you're called on the front lines. And some of you might be limping a little bit right now, but God's going to heal you and raise you up. I remember having a vision years ago. I had a friend in elementary school. Her name was Candy, and Candy had polio. And she would stand on sports day and watch us and cheer us on, but she could never run the race because of her infirmity. And a number of years ago, when we were serving down in Mexico, the Lord gave me a vision, and it was of a big field, and the grandstands were filled with people watching on, and there was people lined up for the race, and some of them looked so swift and strong, and others looked just like normal, everyday people, and others had infirmities. Some of them were walking with crutches. Some had bandaged heads. Some had arms in slings. Others were in wheelchairs. Others were in stretchers. They had one thing in common. They all wanted to run the race. And when the gun shot, the swift started running, and they ran out ahead. And then some of the average runners were running their race. But there were some that looked upon those that weren't able to run. And they were willing to stand back a little bit for their own race and help others with theirs. And they pushed the wheelchairs and came alongside the lame and pushed the stretchers. And at the end of the race, they all finished. And the Lord spoke to me. And he said, it's not the first who gets the prize. It's everyone who finishes. It's everyone who finishes. And some of you, even with your wounds, and it's important to get healed of wounds, and I encourage you to get healing, but some of you, You just need to say yes to God today and allow His Holy Spirit and others in the body to come alongside of you and to bring healing and to help you run your race right where you're at. Each and every one of you has significance. You have significance because of who dwells inside of you, the King of Glory. Jesus Christ, the King of Glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He lives inside of you. And He wants you to rise up and take your place because He has need of you. If Lapidoth, who was in the back room maybe, if he wasn't in his place, maybe they couldn't have won the battle. If maybe one of the troops wasn't in his place, they couldn't have won the battle. If Jael wasn't in her place, they couldn't have won the battle. It's not about superstars or it's not about celebrity mindsets. It's about everyone in Christ. We have been created in the image of God, male and female. He created us and He gave us dominion in the earth to settle issues and to establish His will and His purpose in this earth right now. And you are a part of that. You are a part of His plan, and He can't do it without you. Some of you have just stepped back and let everyone else do it. It's time for you to take your place because the Lord has need of you. You say, yeah, but I feel like such a donkey. Well, Jesus said to His disciples, go get me that donkey, because I'm going to ride in on it. I'm going to ride in on it. So what I would like to invite you to do right now is those of you who identify with kind of being either taken out of the battle because of woundings along the way, or those of you who have shrunk back and not risen up to the battle, I want you to stand right now. I want you to stand right now because God is going to release healing into your lives. He's going to release deliverance to you. He's going to anoint you afresh and call you into your place. You say, how's He going to do that? I don't know. He's just real good at doing it. Reach up your hands into the glory right now. His presence is here. He's with you always. He loves you so much. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask right now that You would heal every bruised reed. Every bruised area of the lives of those whom You love would be healed by Your power and by Your presence and by Your glory. And Lord, I'm asking that You make all things new. And that there would be a supernatural impartation of strength, a supernatural impartation of might in Your people, that they might rise up to accomplish everything that You've called them to do and be. No turning back. There's no turning back. Just say yes. 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 I will go where You go. I will speak what You speak. I will pray what You pray, Lord. I'm set apart for You now. In Jesus' name. And just forgive those who have hurt you along the way. Jesus said it like this. Father, they know not what they do. They know not what they do. If they really understood how precious You were and what You were carrying, they wouldn't have done what they did. But you know what? All of us have done harm to others. We're all in the same boat of humanity. I find it very easy to forgive because I need forgiveness. I find it very easy to show mercy because I need mercy. We're all in this boat of humanity together. Not one of us is exempt from these nasties in the flesh. Remember earlier I said believe every word in the Bible? Every word, not just the part that you like. Do you know what Jesus said about those who do not forgive from their heart? You might not like this scripture, but he said, so your Father in heaven will not forgive you. I don't know about you, but I can't afford that. I can't afford that. Not for one second. And I'm asking you in the fear of the Lord, because his mercy here this morning is so great, I'm asking you to forgive those who have hurt you. Forgive them. Release them.
I so love that story of Deborah and Barak, and I love the way that they fought through to the finish. You know, we have that message on a CD set that is called Women in Christ Arise. And it's about how Deborah rose into her position and came alongside of Barak and others and accomplished everything that God had for her. And it's also containing a CD by Mary Audrey Raycroft about what Paul really said about women that answers a lot of the controversy concerning women in ministry. But I also want to feature today, and you can get these items on our bookstore at xpmedia.com. We have lots of wonderful items there for you. But this is called Women on the Front Lines, and it's in DVD format and in CD messages. But it has 9 messages from this particular event, messages from Sharon Stone and Stacey Campbell and Gwen Shaw, Iverna Tompkins, Fatine Crisco, Heidi Baker, and others. It was a phenomenal event. Every word was so rich. Go online and get this. It's called Women on the Front Lines. It's the full CD set from the conference. You will never be the same. It was probably the most powerful event that I have ever attended or been involved in. It was wonderful. And also, I want to encourage you to join in partnership with us. Or donate, give a generous donation for the ongoing production and broadcasting of this program. Do you know that we're reaching nations all over the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ through this program? And we need your help. If you've been enjoying this program and watching it on a regular basis, why don't you pray about partnering with us and joining our Breaker team? You'll be glad that you did. There are so many benefits for it that you can find out about online, but you can start a partnership at $30 a month. It's about $1 a day, or give your most generous donation. And we have the phone number and the website on your screen right now so that you can phone or contact us by web. I want you to remember this. Above anything at all, it's important that you know the love of God for you. And you know what? He loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. We'll see you next time. God bless you.
You can help Patricia King reach millions with the love of God by donating to the new Studio Building Fund. Partner with us today. Donate online at xpmedia.com or call 866-980-5464.